Darrell, in the past, we've talked a bit about the volatility, I guess, of the U.S. livestock futures market, and that it had kind of peaked and was ready for, a downward trend here. What are you seeing happening right now?
Well, basically, we've been able to hold values fairly close to the high end of the trading range over the last month and a half to 2 months. But this coming Friday's cattle on feed report may have a substantive impact on future direction of prices going forward from here.
Why is this report so important?
What we're looking at here is the number of placements on feed, and of course the placements have been increasing. The average analyst estimate for the upcoming report here is an increase of 4.4% in the large domestic feedlots as of January 1st compared to a year ago. With the size of the feedlots getting bigger, of course, any kind of a percentage increase will be magnified in the upcoming report.
Does some of this have to do with their importing Canadian cattle again?
I wouldn't. There would be some impact on that, but I think the profitability in the sector has been quite attractive, and that's led to continuing heavy placements on feed. The low feed grain costs, of course, have also contributed to that, as well as low interest rates.
For those that are purchasing these feeder cattle right now, we have to look forward to what they may be getting as these animals finish off in the summer then, Darrell?
Yes, if you're picking up feedlots, picking up animals, depending on the weight category, current placements, we'd be looking to be finishing them somewhere in around the June month, and we do see a very substantial discount in the June futures price as compared to the more nearby Feb and April contracts.
So this kind of gives us the indication we've seen the highs in these markets for the time being?
Well, it increasingly looks like a very toppy type situation. We had a sharp sell-off last week during crop production show. Market rallied a little off those lows, but again, it seems to be tilting again back towards the downside. So we have alluded to this in previous reports that we are at historically high price levels, and it would appear that the conditions are starting to be set up for a decline in the cattle market. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com/marketminute.